Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Melodramas have a bad rep. Corny, overacted, fakey, too emotional. People think of swooning, fainting women who like to bat their eyelashes. The stories just aren't hip enough, and cynical viewers feel obliged to roll their eyes in disgust. But they're wrong. A good melodrama done right can be moving, exciting, and memorable. So this week, I'm going to look at two female-centered melodramatic movies. One's a classic look back to love and loss in post-war France in the 1950s. The other's a contemporary look at some people in a ramshackle UK port who may have been alive centuries ago. Une Chambre en Ville, a movie from 1982 by Jacques Demy. It's 1955 in the French industrial city of Nantes, and Francois, played by Richard Berry, is a tool and die maker who rents a room, that's the Chambre en Ville, mentioned in the title. It's in the home of a stuck-up but faded bourgeois widow, played by Danielle Derrieux. So Francois refers to her as the Baroness. Her husband, a colonel, died in Indochina. It's France's Vietnam War. So she needs a tenant to help her pay the bills. So Francois has a beautiful working-class girlfriend. The fresh-faced Violette just adores him. But dark and brooding Francois finds her too ordinary. Meanwhile, the Baroness's daughter, Edith, played by Dominique Sanda, is married to a much older man named Edmund, played by Michel Piccoli. He's pulling in the francs hand over fist, selling those new devices known as TV sets to eager buyers in the 1950s. She likes the mink coats he gives her, but he's a dud in bed. She's a sexual animal, and she turns to sex outside their marriage. Edmund is intensely jealous and prone to threatening her with a straight razor in his hand. Well, somehow, Edith and Francois meet and sparks fly. They end up sleeping together anonymously with neither knowing the other's connection. And the fact that he sleeps in her mother's house in her own old bedroom. But what are the consequences of their newfound connection? So the whole story is set against a background of a city on strike, with the strikers and protesters standing on one side of the main street and the riot police facing them on the other side, shouting orders. And it all takes place just outside of Francois's bedroom window. These are scenes that look uncannily like the French Revolution or any scene out of Les Misérables, with strikers waving red flags as they march by the barricades for the ultimate confrontation. But wait, there's more to this movie. I should mention, it's not exactly a musical, but the entire script of the movie is sung, sort of like the libretto in an opera. Listen to this.
C'est difficile.
Tais-toi, François. Va-t'en.
Mais ce n'est pas ma faute. Écoute-moi.
Non, laisse-moi. Va-t'en, François, je t'en supplie.
Mais Violette.
Oh, j'ai trop mal. Je ne veux plus jamais te revoir.
This is a really good kitchen sink drama, sumptuously photographed with shocking plot terms, secrets, retribution, and a sudden ending. They put all the credits at the beginning. It's seldom seen. This hasn't been shown for a few decades in Toronto, and it's a new, beautiful color print. Jacques Demy, who is married to director Agnès Varda, he's passed away, is a director who deserves to be seen by more people, although he's better known for his song and dance musicals from the 60s. Une Chambre en Ville shows a neglected side of this director's work. Byzantium, directed by Neil Jordan. Eleanor and Clara, played by Saoirse Ronan and Gemma Adderton, are two young women who share a council flat. Porcelain-featured Eleanor is an innocent-seeming teenage schoolgirl. She likes sitting in a garret dropping her scribbled writings out the window. Clara wears scarlet lipstick and is tough as nails. She works as a prostitute to support them. It's the classic stereotype, the virgin and the whore. They're forced to flee the city, leaving dead bodies in their wake when they're discovered by some mysterious detectives. They end up in a remote coastal town, bunking down in a seedy rundown hotel known as the Byzantium, with more flocked wallpaper and fringed lampshades than you can shake a stick at. Clara smells cash to be made and she immediately sets up a brothel there while Eleanor wistfully plays the piano. But all is not what it seems to be. Eleanor is convinced she's immortal, more than 200 years old. She'll tell you her story if you care to listen, and then she'll suck your blood afterwards, consensually, of course, if you're ready to die. She has no fangs, just a sharp fingernail, but she's still pretty vampirish in my book. So Eleanor meets an anemic ginger-haired boy named Frank, played by the leonine Caleb Landry Jones. He loves her music and he wants to hear her real life story. So it's told to the viewer through a series of flashbacks that shows her life in an orphanage, her rescue, a horrific incident that changes her life. So will the part Clara played be revealed? Will Frank believe her story? Will the two women outrun their dark stalkers? And what is the origin? What is the nature of Eleanor and Clara's relationship? That's what you'll find out. Byzantium is a beautifully shot dark gothic drama. It alternates between historical drama, roiling romance, and contemporary sexual noir. It looks like that too, with scenes of Spartan orphanages and horses on the beach, sharing the screen with heavy industrial hallways and endless tunnels with people running through it. Really cool. I was expecting a sequel to Neil Jordan's painfully awful Interview with a Vampire a few years ago with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, but this one is much better than that one. Byzantium opens today and Une Chambre en Ville is playing on July 15th at 6:30 at the TIFF Bell Lightbox as part of Bitter Sweet, the Jacques Demy retrospective. Also opening today is the absolutely fantastic Danish drama The Hunt, directed by Thomas Vinterberg. It's about a divorced small-town teacher, Mads Mikkelsen, who wants to take his son for his ritual coming-of-age hunting trip, but he finds himself the object of a different kind of hunt when he's accused of an unspeakable crime. I reviewed this during TIFF last fall, and it's finally being released. Fantastic movie. Don't miss this one. This is Daniel Garber with the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.